Mikhailo, who did not give his last name, is midway through basic training. A few months ago, he fought against police during anti-government protests in Kiev's Maidan Square. Then he said he was fighting for democracy. Now he wants to fight against what he calls Russian aggression.
I arrived in Maidan and was there for all the period of Maidan. And when we completed our task at Maidan and this external threat appeared, I joined the National Guard.
Anastasia Polishuk was also part of the movement that swept former President Viktor Yanukovych from power. Now she wants to fight for a united Ukraine.
We are learning as much as we can. Then we are going to the east to protect our country.
Ukraine's military offensive in the east against pro-Russian separatists has not produced any decisive victories. Rebel leaders say they will proceed with a May 11th referendum on autonomy, even though Russian President Vladimir Putin says it should be postponed. While Ukraine's diplomats continue to look for a peaceful resolution to the crisis, the country has reinstituted compulsory military conscription. The commander of Ukraine's National Guard, General Viktor Ganushak, says these new volunteers are immediately increasing the country's military capability.
For now, the formation of the 2nd National Guard Battalion of Ukraine is underway. They are signing up at locations not only in Kiev, but also in other cities and regional centers in Ukraine.
The National Guard commander says these new troops will be used to provide security during the upcoming presidential elections, fight insurgents, and protect Ukraine's territorial integrity. Brian Patton, VOA News, Kiev.